This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Root is in the house. Wayne Allen Root coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio. Thank you for the big shots in charge of KBET and USA Radio, Edward Stoltz and Fred Weinberg. The Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources has the naming rights to this studio. Great people, great stock. Find out for yourself. Go check them out at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-M. They're big fans of this show, big fans of Wayne Root, big supporters of the conservative movement, and have a great company, too. Special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fordham's publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They have 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to 180 square miles City of Gold mining property. I stress that word mile. Not 180 square acres. That'd be a lot. But 180 square miles? That's 10 times bigger than the city of New York. Or than the city of Manhattan, anyway. Manhattan itself. The borough of Manhattan. City of Gold mining property. They got all of that. Check them out. FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-M. Ticker symbol F-T-M-R. All right, so this is up at the Gateway Pundit, one of my favorite websites. You never know where these people come from, right? How would an immigrant from Somalia, and there's like 200,000 of them in Minnesota, and that's what elected her in her district. And by the way, her district, Ilhan Omar's district, leads the nation out of every district, a voting district in America, leads the nation in the amount of people that leave the country to go fight for ISIS. Can you even imagine what kind of district it is that would elect Ilhan Omar? There it is. You don't have to imagine anymore. But you always wonder where they come from. Just how could some, you know, there's this idea in America that if you're like some young, poor chick, you can work your ass off, work your little buns off, outwork everybody, get elected. That's not what happened. She's a little rich, spoiled brat princess, Ilhan Omar. That's what she is. Ilhan Omar's father was a top propaganda official in the genocidal Bar regime in Somalia. And then he had to run for his life when the regime got overthrown, and he changed his name and entered the U.S. illegally. Wouldn't that make her illegal, too? David Steinberg published an extensive report yesterday on the alleged crimes and history of Representative Ilhan Omar and the Omar family. In his report, he found the Omar family changed their name in order to enter the United States. In 1995, Ilhan entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. That's not her family. The Omar family is a second unrelated family which is being granted asylum by the United States. The Omars allowed Ilhan, her genetic sister Sarah, her genetic father Nur Said, to use false names to apply for asylum as members of the Omar family. Ilhan's genetic family split up this time. At this time, the above three received asylum in the United States. Ilhan's three other siblings using their real name managed to get asylum in the United Kingdom. So Ilhan Abdullahi Omar was the name he used to get into the United States, Ilhan Omar's father. But before applying for asylum, his name was Ilhan Nur Said Elmi. Her sister Sahara Noor's name before applying for asylum was Sahara Nur Said Elmi. Her three siblings who were granted asylum by the United Kingdom are Layla Nur Said Elmi, Muhammad Nur Said Elmi, and Ahmad Nur Said Elmi. Far-left communist Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar's father and other Somalian war crimes perpetrators are living illegally in the United States. No wonder she supports communists and terrorists and illegal aliens. The The Gateway Pundit has obtained information that is damning from Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Her father is connected to the former dictator in Somalia, Saeed Barre. And he's living illegally in the United States of America. What's his name? Mohammed. He and other Somalians like Yusuf Abdi Ali, who killed thousands for Barre, escaped to the West and were not vetted properly before entering the country. See, it's before Trump should have extreme vetting. Barre was a dictator and was connected to Cuban director Fidel Castro, as well as other dictators around the globe. Ali is a convicted war criminal who did the killing himself. Ali has been located in the U.S. working as security at Dulles International Airport and driving for Uber since 2019. He was a colonel in the Somalian Army's 5th Mechanized Brigade in 1987. Graduate of the Pentagon's program for foreign officers in 1986. He's also a war criminal in response to his actions in Somalia. You know what kind of people are in Somalia, right? They're warlords and they kill people. Kill people. Nur, Representative Omar's father, appears to have been a party propagandist under the dictator and was responsible for ideological aspects of the Red-Green Revolution. He worked for the Marxist-Stalinist regime under dictator Barre as a teacher of teachers. That could have included providing political justification for the massacres of the late 80s. Wow. It's not a secret that he entered the United States illegally. The Nur family is well-connected in the country, led by the Marxist regime. Young Omar went to kindergarten at age 4. Their family lived in a secure compound in Mogadishu. When the regime was overtaken, the family caught a plane to escape the country. The average GDP per capita in Somalia was $187. And 20 years after they fled the country, the average GDP per capita in Somalia, 20 years after they fled the country, was $187 a year. And obviously, this Nur family was a privileged family. Speaking of white privilege, doesn't it sound like Ilhan Omar had some black privilege? Sure sounds like it to me. Yo, baby, yo, you were pretty damn black privileged. According to a 2016 article on Omar, when the Marxist regime was being overtaken, the secure compound the family lived in was under attack by 20 armed men. Somehow the family escaped. It's not clear how. Either the family had superior armed guards within their compound, or they bribed the attackers and sent them on their way. Both Ali and Nur escaped Somalia after the fall of Barre. That's the dictator, Barre. Because they were no longer safe and would have been put on trial and shot, they exited the country. Both ended up in the U.S. Both hid the fact they worked for a totalitarian regime. Both lied on their form N-400 application for naturalization about their communist background. Both Nur and Yusuf should be disqualified from permanent U.S. residency and revocation of their U.S. citizenship should take place. Representative Omar reportedly lied if she married her brother in order to assist him in obtaining U.S. citizenship. This would obviously disqualify Omar and her brother from legal citizenship. Wow. What a family. So, first of all, the family's illegal. Illegally in the United States. Second of all, they were part of a despotic dictator regime in Somalia that murdered people left and right. And third of all, they were communists. And then she comes to our country and she lectures me. She lectures me when she married her brother. What a story. So, I was also telling you in hour number one, I spent a lot of time telling you this new story is out. White liberals driving Democrat Party's mass immigration platform. And I just always found that white liberals are the reason for everything. I don't blame the illegals. I blame the white liberals for offering the illegals open borders and all the welfare and all the food stamps and everything else you could take. That's what I blame them for. It's the white liberals who get the blame. Not the person who offers the welfare is the one that gets the blame, not the one who takes it. You can't blame someone for taking free anything, free phones, free shoes, free contraception, free anything. If someone offers it free, you're going to take it. So I blame the offerers, the givers, not the takers. And in this case, the givers are all white liberals. New studies are out proving that. White liberals are so liberal, so left radical. They've lost their minds. And I told you that I have a friend who's single, and he's always on Match.com. And he was telling me his observation that every time you click on a person of color, black or Hispanic, they usually say they're not interested in politics, or they leave it blank, or they say middle of the road. But every time they click on a white woman in California, it says liberal or very liberal. This is white, guilt-ridden people that are just ruining our country. And I saw that at Columbia University. And so here's kind of the closing, most important paragraph of this story. Consider, for instance, that black and Asian Democrats and liberals are significantly more supportive of restrictive immigration policies and less positive towards racial ethnic diversity than their white counterparts. So this is black and Asian Democrats and liberals. So it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or you call yourself a liberal, which means you're even more liberal than a Democrat. If you're black and Asian, you're actually more supportive of restricting illegal immigration and less positive towards racial ethnic diversity than their white counterparts. And as woke liberals play a leading role in party politics, the Democrats, who are increasingly defined by their embrace of diversity and progressive stances on issues of racial justice, appear to do so at least partly at the direction of a small white elite. In 1998, 6 in 10 Democratic voters said mass legal immigration and refugee flows were a critical threat to this country. Less than 3 in 10 Democratic voters said the same thing today. And opposite, Republican voters, in 1998, about 57% of Republicans said ending illegal immigration was a top priority. Today, nearly 7 in 10 say ending illegal immigration is a top priority. So Republicans are getting more conservative. Democrats are getting more liberal. Our nation is more divided. Democrats are liberal like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. People are nuts. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. I just tell it like it is, baby. Root4America.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a 1-star, 3-star, 5-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, 2 MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98, that's only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow, great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. My doctor suggests... is the sponsor of the segment of the show. By the way, you can hear my voice pretty raw right now. I was in the center, centerpiece of the biggest debate at Freedom Fest today, in the main room, big time debate about open borders and building that wall. And I was a huge hit. I got the only standing ovation of the entire event. And I was there with Candace Owens. That's saying a lot. She's a great speaker and a great famous name and a big time conservative activist and speaker, and gets paid thousands of dollars for every speech. And I got the standing ovation, baby, and Candace and I together kicked their butts, kicked their ass, you could say that on radio, kicked their ass from one end of the field to the other. And, when you do something like that, and then afterwards I was mobbed by hundreds of people saying, my God, we love you, we love you, we love you, Wade Root. And so I lost my voice, and so I came back home, and my show was going to start in about 40 minutes. And I suck down, I chew on and suck on, I put it under your tongue, these silver lozenges by my doctor suggests. Their products contain alkaline structured silver, and it saves my voice every time. No way I could have done a 3-hour radio show today without my silver, alkaline structured silver from my doctor suggests. They're lozenges. But they've also kept me from getting cold in 3.5 years, and I don't have brain fog anymore from drinking their silver solution. And my skin looks great. Everyone was telling me at Freedom Fest how young I look. My skin looks good. Of course, that's Synagenix, too. They're not with us anymore as a sponsor, Synagenix. But nevertheless, I must admit, they're fantastic. And they still provide me with all my vitamins. That's very nice of them. Really great people. And lots of people that are really helping make Wayne Root younger and younger, even though I turn 58 years old tomorrow. I look and feel the best I have in 15 years. But anyway, my doctor suggests there's some great products. Brain fog is the single most important thing they've done for me besides saving my voice on the air. Brain fog, really foggy in the morning and now I'm not foggy in the morning anymore. Amazing. Actually, I've had one foggy morning in the last 4 months since I started using their silver solution. About 2 weeks ago, I remembered what it used to be like because I had a bad morning, and I was like, wow, where did that come from? First and only bad morning in 4 months since I've been taking the solution. I take it morning and evening, 866-660-9860. That reminds me, I'm going to take one during the next ad break. I'm going to take one. Whenever you're feeling tired and exhausted, I just sweep some of it down. I should have just done that. I'll do it in the next break, 866-660-9868. Tell them the promo code's ROOT, and you get 20% off your order. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT. MyDoctorSuggests.com/ROOT or 866-660-9868. Say ROOT, and it's 20% off. So Pew Research is out with a new poll that says Democrats, 91% of all Democrats see violence next in the war of words. 91% of Democrats. After a week that saw President Trump and his foes toss toxic words at each other, is now a warning the next phase could be violence. Nearly 8 of 10 Americans told Pew Research Center that supporters for both sides could act on the politically charged rhetoric with violence. Higher for Democrats, 91%, than Republicans, 61%. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Here it is. Do you think elected officials using heated or aggressive language to talk about certain people or groups makes violence against those groups or people more likely? And the answer is yes, makes violence more likely, 91% of Democrats, 61% of Republicans. Americans broadly agree elected officials should avoid using heated language because it could encourage violence. Yeah, right, okay. Has anyone ever told any of those people that you're asking? Has anyone ever showed them the quotes from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley, all of which are racist? Has anyone ever done that? President Trump slams Ilhan Omar and praises supporters who attended the North Carolina rally as patriots. So he kind of reversed himself. Yesterday, Trump really said, I don't want them doing that, you know, send her back chant during my events. And then today he said he defended his supporters who attended his North Carolina rally against the Democratic media smears as patriots and slammed Representative Ilhan Omar for her anti-Semitic and disgraceful comments. You know what I'm unhappy with? I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman can hate our country. She's lucky to be where she is. Boy, is she lucky. I wonder if he realized that, A, she married her brother, or it seems like, allegedly, she married her brother and has committed immigration fraud, passport fraud, tax fraud, and B, she comes from a rich father who is in charge of a propaganda for a genocidal, homicidal, communist maniac. Send her back. What's wrong with send her back? She doesn't belong here. Not because anybody hates black people, not because anyone hates Somalia, not because anyone hates immigrants, because we hate people that hate America. That's it. That's the only reason. So on Thursday, he disavowed the send her back chant. I'm not happy that I disagree with it. A new statement on Friday, he told reporters the people who attended his rally are great patriots. And by the way, those are not opposite statements. You could be a great patriot and you could say, President Trump, I'd rather you don't chant that. That's all. You could say both. Those are patriots.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran is claiming to have seized two British oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran state media is reporting the tankers are captured for violating international regulation. The move comes a day after President Trump says U.S. forces took down an Iranian drone for flying too close to the USS Boxer in same waters. President Trump and the First Lady are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Tomorrow is a very big day because tomorrow will represent 50 years from the time we planted a beautiful American flag on the moon.
During a ceremony in the Oval Office on Friday, the president called it one of the greatest achievements ever, and the president also repeated that we are going to Mars. Fed Reserve officials are signaling that they may cut interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point at their July meeting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, yes, sir. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And you can catch my TV show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, on Newsmax TV. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. 70 million homes at this moment, 80 million by the end of the year. Get Newsmax TV. We're on DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, which is the newest. I'm the host of that show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can watch me with Bill O'Reilly. We open the show together 3 nights a week. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV dial. You have other TV options, so encourage them to make you happy. You're going to leave for DirecTV or Dish TV. Or you'll just cancel them and watch it every night on NewsmaxTV.com. To make it simple, call this toll-free number and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free, where you can demand your Wayne Allyn Root TV show. And by the way, Cox Cable in Las Vegas does not carry the Wayne Allyn Root show. Does not carry Newsmax TV. And I believe it's because the Wayne Allyn Root show's on it. They seem to hate Wayne Allyn Root. Cox Cable in Las Vegas hates Wayne Allyn Root. So contact them and flood them with calls. 844-500-6397. Ask them to connect you. That's Newsmax TV. Ask them to connect you to Cox Cable and tell them you demand Newsmax TV. You're going to quit and pick up DirecTV, because you want Wayne Root on your TV. And in the meantime, watch for free every night at NewsmaxTV.com or get your Newsmax TV app on your cell phone. It's absolutely free. We've got our guest here, Alan Salkin. He's the political reporter, a co-author with Aaron Short of The Method to the Madness, Donald Trump's Ascent as Told by Those Who Were Hired, Fired, Inspired, and Inaugurated. And so we've got Alan with us. Hey, Alan, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Well, obviously, Councilman Stavros Anthony likes you in Vegas. He didn't even make today or yesterday Wayne Allyn Root Day.
He did. He did. How did you know that? You must have been listening to the show. That's probably why. All right. Enough with the music. We got it. Every time I say Wayne Allyn Root Day in Las Vegas, he plays that song. Go ahead. Give me one more blast. One more blast of it.
Well, let me say it. Wayne.
There we go. He was going to say it. He knew you were going to say it, so he blasted.
All right.
Thank you, Stavros Anthony, by the way. So, Alan Salkin, how do you describe yourself? Are you more of a never-Trumper, always hated Trumper, a love Trumper, or just a guy who reports the news as a journalist and it doesn't matter to you one way or the other? Where do you stand? What camp are you in?
You know, the beautiful thing about this book is that we've got everybody from Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson to Al Sharpton and Gloria Allred. And in a way, I'm trying to just strike a blow for journalism here by not, it doesn't matter what I think. This is a oral history with 114 on the record, non-anonymous sources. And even, look, Wayne, even the PR for the book, I'm doing your show when I was on Morning Joe yesterday. And
we can all talk.
And that's what's beautiful about this book. It's a big, long conversation that makes a case, by the way, that's actually largely positive for Donald Trump, that he was deliberate and smart and strategic over 15 years. He had a plan, which you were around to see, and he executed it, and he won.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're going to do, you know, if one of the chapters is specifically an oral history of Donald Trump, it should be by Stormy Daniels. Just a little porn star humor for you there.
I always say, don't all penises look like mushrooms? I don't understand exactly what that's about, but anyway.
I just think if you're going to have an oral history, then Stormy's got to be the one to provide it. So, I've given speeches. I don't know the man really well, but I mean, I've opened 7 events for Donald Trump, and then each time I went backstage and had a few minutes to talk to him, and we got to know each other a little bit. Every time he sees me, he screams out Wayne Allyn Root, so obviously he remembers me. So I'm not his best friend, but I know him enough that I think his personality is everything he does is on purpose, not by mistake. And so if that's what your book is going to say, I think I'll look pretty smart. When he tweets those things out about that, I call him the commie quad squad, when he tweets that stuff out, people think, oh, what a terrible mistake, and oh, what an idiot, and oh, what a racist. He knew exactly what he was doing, A, to help himself so that it's him against them, not the Democratic Party, but AOC and Ilhan Omar, et cetera, et cetera. It's making them the stars, so it's him against them, and he knows he'll win. And or B, see what you think about this, Alan, and or B, I'm not even sure if he cares. He just likes crisis and chaos and controversy. The minute it's quiet for 3 days and his name isn't in every headline, he wants to put out a tweet that makes sure that he's in every headline. He loves that stuff, and I think he believes that if you're in every headline, it doesn't matter if it's negative, positive, or they call you Hitler. It still means everybody is thinking of you, and therefore you become more famous. I think that's Trump's philosophy. That's just a guess.
Well, that's part of the method to the madness, and I'll go one further. You know, he has found ways to attack all of the many of the potential Democratic candidates he's going to face, and the one he hasn't really is Kamala Harris. And I might say that this is, in a way, the first a test of an attack that he's making on Kamala by sort of attacking the other. He's figuring it out, and that's what he does. He throws this stuff out, and he does. He thrives in chaos. I think of him like a boxer. He's a ring general. He can throw a low blow when the ref isn't watching. And you're right. Even the madness, there's a method to it.
Yeah, I call it a calculated madness, right? I had a two-week tour of Asia when he was elected president, right after the inauguration, and they paid me a lot of money to travel to six cities in five Asian countries. And I told them all, get ready for the craziest 8 years you're ever going to see and ever going to live in your entire life. What was the Chinese saying? May you live in interesting times. I don't care if you like him or hate him. He's going to be the most interesting guy you've ever seen as a world leader and as a president of the United States, and it's going to be nonstop crisis, chaos, and controversy. And just to show you, Alan, I'm not making this stuff up. I have a PowerPoint that I put up on the screen at each of these five Asian countries. And behind me it said, Donald Trump, chaos, crisis, and controversy president.
Right.
I think I had it called pretty well, and I assume your book backs me up on that, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I first started I was at the New York Post, which is a Rupert Murdoch-owned tabloid. And then
my favorite newspaper, by the way. Favorite newspaper in the world.
Yeah, and Trump learned how to deal with the media from dealing with those, his hometown New York City tabloid. And in those papers, especially the gossip sections, which wasn't what I wrote for, but he learned that celebrities attacking celebrities, big names attacking big names, will get you attention. And then when Twitter came along and he no longer had to call the gossip reporters, Richard Johnson and others at these papers, and he could go straight to his audience, you know, he's a guy who learned Twitter in his 60s, and he was trained in this great proving ground of the New York City tabloid. So he was made for it. That's one of our threads that we pull through from his original run in 99 on the Reform Party ticket, which he didn't go all the way with, to 2012, which he was quite serious and almost did, to when he finally decided to run. And our book ends at the escalator.
I love it. I love it. Your book is going to back up my book, because my book comes out in February, Alan. It's called Trump Rules. It's with Newsmax TV and Newsmax Media, and so they'll have it advertised all over the country.
Let's do some appearances together. I think we'd be an interesting team.
Well, I already like you, so that's a good thing. So it sounds like we're on the same page, you know. I think this guy is the most relentless human being that ever lived. It doesn't matter if you like him or hate him. You have to admit he's relentless. And the thing I get mad at liberals is, why can't you just say, I hate his views, but man, the economy's good. I give him credit. And that's what Robert Johnson just did the other day, the black entertainment TV guy. He said, you know, I'm not supporting Trump for president, but the liberals on the left have gone too far out of control. I'm not going to support a Democrat this year. And I got to tell you, I love what Trump's done with the economy. I give him an A+. He's the first high-profile liberal who said that I know of.
And that's what you'll find in our book, is even people like Sharpton, who's been fighting with him on, you know, racial issues and justice issues since the 80s, the 1980s, he fights like Trump, and there's an almost frenemy thing. These guys talk. Trump offered him money to be on Celebrity Apprentice. We have this, Sharpton tells us this story, but he said to Trump, you're never going to get the chance to fire me on national television. So, you know, and Gloria Allred also, and you know, there's so many people in the book who, even Donnie Deutsch,
who hates Trump, hates him.
Yes, but he refers to him as, and he had him on TV all the time. Donnie's now back on MSNBC with a show, but, and Trump was great television, and Donnie refers to him as maybe an evil genius, but a genius, a guy who can stay on brand and understood his own brand like no one else.
Right. No, I agree. And it's funny that you mentioned Al Sharpton because, you know, I found, I want to get your opinion on this, I just think it's disingenuous when anyone who's in black America says Trump is a racist, because before he became a Republican candidate for president, he was given every award in the world by Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all the black civil rights groups for being the greatest white guy helping civil rights in New York history. He got award after award after award. Suddenly, when you put an R after your name, everybody calls you a racist. But he's not a racist. He doesn't care what you are. If he can make money with you, he doesn't give a damn. His only color is green, like me. If you can make me money, I don't care if you're black or Muslim. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, he has had many friends who are African-American, Don King among them. He supported a lot of boxers. I will, however, direct you to a chapter of our book that you may find unfortunate, which is called The N-Word, in which an apprentice producer discusses something that Trump said backstage. It's interesting the way he said it, which was along the lines of, will America buy an N-word winning the first season of the show? And I have to say, I think there are people in America who Trump as a politician is trying to appeal to, and whether in his heart he's racist or not, he does understand that maybe people who are racist would find in him a politician they can agree with.
Yeah, you know, look, all I would say is I grew up in New York, a street kid. He grew up in Queens. I grew up in the Bronx. And every black kid I ever know called me every white epithet you could ever use. And I called them plenty of names. It's no big deal. You all shake hands, high five, and hug each other afterwards. You're friends for life. That word is no big deal. They use it against themselves 24 hours a day. So I don't understand why that would be a big deal if he used it once and it wasn't meant in a terrible way. It was just kind of New York street talk. I would guess that's what it was.
I think that's a very good argument. And, you know, times have changed. And
yes,
you may be right about that.
You certainly can't use it anymore. All right. Alan Salkin, good guy. I like him. Co-author with Aaron Short of The Methods of the Madness. Donald Trump's ascent is told by those who were hired, fired, inspired, and inaugurated. Go get the book. Sounds great. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Wayne.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast Fest, hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War. By the way, when people saw that exchange between that Twitter exchange, that tweet exchange between Trump and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all of them, I believe, of course, that every person of color, not all people of color, but every illegal alien and every black liberal activist, every Hispanic liberal activist, and worst of all, as I explained at the beginning of the show, every white liberal, they just immediately see racist, 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 like a neon, like a neon sign in Vegas. Racist, racist, racist. But I think that most every white middle class person, and that's the reason his ratings went up, almost every white middle class person thinks like me. That's why I wrote the book, Angry White Male, because I just think like the average white male, middle class person in the United States of America. And by the way, not just in America. I'll bet if you look at Australia, Australia just elected a conservative or re-elected a conservative against all odds. I guarantee you it was the same division in Australia. Same thing in England. It's the reason Brexit won. It was like 51-49, and 51% are a bunch of middle-class white people and everybody else of every other color and, middle-class white Christian people. And all the other people, all the Muslims and all the dark-skinned, as they call them, people of color, they all vote the other way. But it doesn't have to be that way. It makes no sense. Candace Owens is a great example. There's no reason why a black person has to be a liberal. Black person should be a conservative and could be a conservative. Should be a conservative. But I think every white person in America saw this following headline and thought of Trump and said he's right. It has nothing to do with white people versus black people or brown-skinned people. It has to do with our country being torn apart. When Trump says, love it or leave it, get the hell out of my country, 19 of 22 MS-13 animals arrested in Sanctuary Los Angeles and connected to gruesome machete murderers are illegal aliens. Earlier in the week, I read you the story about the machete murderers who are MS-13 members, and they were arrested in Sanctuary City, L.A. 22 of them arrested. 19 of the 22 are illegal aliens. And there's a picture of them, you know, with like 75 tattoos all over every inch of their body, their face, their neck. I'll bet some of them have tattooed tongues. These people are crazy. But I guess, you know, when you're in prison, that makes you tough to get a tattoo. So the more tattoos you have, the tougher you are, and people leave you alone. You know, so if you go to prison, you don't get raped all day long. So these guys are just so vicious and so violent. 22 members of the violent El Salvadorian gang, MS-13, charged with enforcing a criminal racketeering enterprise by murdering people in medieval-style killing sprees. 12-count indictment handed down Monday. Funny, because this is the exact storyline of Chicago PD that I watched earlier this year. Maybe it was last year that this specific storyline was on. I think it was a two-part storyline. And it was all about El Salvadorian gangs. They didn't use the name MS-13. They used a different name on TV. But they were enforcing criminal racketeering enterprises by murdering people in medieval-style killing sprees. Exactly what these guys were doing. You know, charged the MS-13 gang members with killing people with machetes. That's what they did on this Chicago PD show, one of my favorite shows in the world, probably the favorite, right up there with SEAL Team. Those are probably my two favorite shows on TV, SEAL Team and Chicago PD. A rival gang member was dismembered and his heart cut out of his chest, thrown into the canyon in Los Angeles. 19 of the 22 were in the U.S. illegally, and Democrats support open borders. So in my heart of hearts, that's what I think every white middle-class person in America thought of when they saw that, when they saw that confrontation between Trump and Ilhan Omar. They think, we got to keep these bad people out of our country. And by the way, it's not like all liberals are in California and all conservatives are in Texas. There are lots of liberals in Texas. There are lots of conservatives in California. Here's a shock data, shock numbers. Trump has raised more money in California than most of the Democratic candidates. Californians have donated $3.2 million to President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. Californians, since the start of 2019, which is more than all of his Democratic challengers except two. States widely considered to be heavily liberal, but according to campaign finance data, at least 92.8% of his pile of donations were made by small donors contributing less than $100. The president bested even Democratic contender Bernie Sanders in the small donor sweepstakes. The only two candidates who have pulled in more from the state are Senator Kamala Harris, who's from that state, she's the senator, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg. How do you pronounce that guy's name? Buttigieg, whatever the hell it is. See, you don't realize, Chris. Chris is talking in my ear. I don't care. I don't want to pronounce his name. Chris says, why do you keep asking? That's a good question. Because I want to hear what you say. The president even beat out former VP Joe Biden. He beat Senator Bernie Sanders. He beat Elizabeth Warren. So Trump's raised $3.2 million. And Kamala Harris has raised over $7.5 million in her home state. And Pete, the gay mayor of South Bend, gay South Bend Pete, has received $4.8 million in California cash. You know why that is, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. One is black, Kamala Harris, the other is gay. And that's all they care about in California. You're black, you're gay, that's great. We love you. I mean, Hollywood is so gay. And so they give to the gay guy, which is ridiculous. I'm Jewish. Does that mean I have to give to Jewish people only? It's ridiculous. It's pathetic. He's a gay mayor, man. He's a mayor. He's a mayor. You don't get to be president of the United States when you're a small town mayor. He's a joke. And by the way, the things he believes in, he acts cute and he looks cute, like a cute little mayor. Pete Mayor, cute Pete. But he believes in communist ideals. He's as bad as any of the commies running for president.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.